Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
After spending 2 days on tinkering with its alcohol reform bill, the government moved its climate change legislation up a notch on Thursday. National's Climate Change Response, Emissions Trading and Other Matters Amendment Bill makes significant changes to Labor's emissions trading scheme. Introduced 10 years ago, the ETS aimed to meet New Zealand's obligations under the Kyoto Protocol. National's amendment postpones indefinitely the inclusion of agriculture in the scheme and allows industries to compensate for their pollution by buying carbon credits. Up for its second reading on Thursday, the day after it first became available for debate in the Chamber, on being reported back with amendments from the Finance and Expenditure Committee last week, the political divide over the bill was revealed in this question for the Minister for Climate Change Issues, Tim Grosser, from his green shadow, Kennedy Graham.
Given the recent loss of Maori Party support for the Climate Change Response, Emissions Trading and Other Matters Amendment Bill, will he consider working with opposition parties on amendments to improve it?
Responding for Mr. Grosser, his Associate Minister, Simon Bridges, rejected the Greens' offer, only to see the bill scraped through its second reading, opposed by all parties except National, ACT and United Future, giving the government its bare majority of 61. The environment was also the subject of the first question on Tuesday. About deep-sea drilling in the proposed exclusive economic zone, it was for the Prime Minister, John Key, from Greens co-leader, Russell Norman.
Given that under the EEZ Act, permitted activities can proceed as of right with almost no oversight, how will the public, councils and iwi have a say on specific deep-sea drilling proposals if the government makes it a permitted activity?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, no, I think the member is misleading Parliament. In fact, if something is permitted, there would still be quite considerable conditions.
Point of order, Dr. Russell Norman.
Mr. Speaker, it's quite a serious allegation to suggest that I'm misleading Parliament. I was simply giving my interpretation of how the law works.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, disagreed.
The Prime Minister didn't say the member intentionally misled Parliament. The Prime Minister just said the member was misleading Parliament, in other words, providing information in the Prime Minister's view that was incorrect.
Lockwood Smith then became further embroiled when Mr. Key accused the Greens co-leader of something even worse on Wednesday.
That member wants to go down to the West Coast and say it's really bad that people are losing their jobs potentially at Spring Creek while exactly the same time he's stopping them getting a job down the road. I call that hypocrisy.
Point of order, Dr. Russell.
Mr. Speaker, on other occasions when members have accused others of hypocrisy, you've ruled it out of order.
Order.
Russell Norman was backed by the opposition's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to refer you to previous speaker's rulings where using the word hypocrisy in relation to another member has been ruled out, right as far back as Guinness in 1905.
But Lockwood Smith said an accusation of hypocrisy was not the same as calling someone a hypocrite.
I think a position can appear to be a position of hypocrisy without accusing the member of being directly of being a hypocrite. And I just think we've got to be, goodness sake, we're grown up, we use robust language. I don't want to be ruling out endless words in this place. Enough have been ruled out long before my time.
But that failed to satisfy Labor's Clayton Cosgrove.
With respect, sir, I think all members, and I suspect on both sides, they're simply asking for some clarity and consistency from you, sir.
Order. Well, I thank the member for that. I think I've given reasonable clarity to people with reasonable intellect. Question number six, the Honourable No.
While drawing laughter from National's backbenchers, it was the Speaker's second reflection on the opposition's IQ levels this week.
Order. It is not difficult for intelligent people to ask a straight supplementary question if they really do want the answer to it.
While the opposition let that pass on Tuesday, Wednesday's crack at Clayton Cosgrove prompted Trevor Mallard to seek leave to have a notice of motion from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, censuring the Speaker, moved on to the order paper.
To be set down in lieu of the general debate for debate and vote in light of your comments to the Honourable Clayton Cosgrove.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is objection.
Wednesday was the last day for debate on the notice of motion, which expired a week after being placed on the order paper. A strongly worded censure of the Speaker's interpretations and enforcement of standing orders, it left no doubt about Mr. Peters' opinion of Lockwood Smith, and almost certainly lay behind a clash between the pair on Thursday.
The question was very narrow. Were there discussions? And that goes to the core of it.
I'm very, very interested in the right honourable member wanting questions to be answered. I'm very gratified by that, because it certainly didn't used to happen in this place. Point of order, right, Honourable Winston Peters.
What on earth did that mean? That you're criticising every previous speaker?
Order.
That you're near the paragon of virtue?
I meant what I said.
And the Speaker has the final word, as always. Parliament's adjourned for a week, back on Tuesday, November the 6th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.